Hello guys, it's Red Teams here, and today we have another podcast. I said in the first one that I was probably going to make another podcast, but it would be much later than the first one. And so, I would just like to say is that I didn't get much news in this one. There wasn't really much of anything else other than talking about the partial government shutdown and so. But I found some, and the first one is Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic Socialist. And if you've heard, I think, my other podcasts, I've just been heavily against her because due to her knowledge of not just diplomacy and how the government works, but mostly just because of her economics, because she has shown a knowledge of nothing on economics. And so I just want to get back to the point is that she says is that the congresspeople who are getting, who would get paid during, even during a government shutdown, she demands that no one gets paid. That absolutely no one gets paid. And I'm against it because virtually it's a dispute. I get it by what she's trying to say is that why is it that we're not earning money? That means no one else should be getting money, but you have to pay the congresspeople in order to keep at least the government from like just erupting into greater chaos than it already is. And so I don't really think much about this argument from her. I think it's kind of more of something that I disagree with, because in my opinion, even though it is a government shutdown, the Congress people still deserve their money because they worked tirelessly yesterday and they still deserve their money that they've been working for. And for me, and for her just to say is that, no one should deserve money, is that that's not unfair to not just them. But that means that she would have to. Well, when I say unfair, is that it's virtually cutting all of them the money off that they would deserve. Because look at what they did. They had to go through like over 8 hours of trying to at least try to put the bill in, but it didn't work, obviously. But and so she's not trying to punish Trump, which is surprising. She's instead punishing literally everyone else. And so I don't want to get much more into this because this is not really interesting to me, at least because it's just another thing. But in the conclusion of this article and this statement by her, I think that she's not thinking about what these people had to do. She's not thinking about they had to work their butts off to even get close to passing this bill. This wasn't like they were just sitting there, voted, and then didn't do anything else. No, they had to decide for not just them, but everyone else. And so I think that, obviously, they deserve money. And so I think that's really it. There's nothing else that I could go into on that news article. So I'm going to go into the next one, which is about Facebook. Facebook has been recently getting into legal trouble due to their more recent anti-conservative surge in their content. If you looked at it, Facebook has been censoring a lot of conservatives on Facebook. They've been trying to say that it was hate message or the alt-right or something like that. And I obviously don't agree with that, because I think at least is that that's actual bias. They're putting their bias in so that they can prevent the message from going out. And so I just find that confusing on how they're talking about how they are so great at doing, how so they're so great at helping spread the message. Why is it that Facebook's supposed to be a platform so for everyone can connect to each other when you're just using it as a platform just to get more money and then just censor literally everyone else who you don't agree with? That just doesn't make much sense to me, because you're virtually saying is that I did this for the money, but I also did it to silence people. And I think I've talked about Facebook and like that maybe before, I'm not very sure, but I don't trust Facebook due to all of these surges. Some of the people on there who put out their message, they were obviously, they're like on the Nazi side, but when I see like all of these people who are obviously socialist or communist and they're putting out their message and Mark Zuckerberg's not censoring that, I find it just confusing, because communism, in fact, has actually killed at least 100 million people out of everyone who's had a communist dictatorship. Over 100 million people have been killed under communism. That would be 1/3 of the entire American population right now. And and over 1 billion people have been enslaved and put into these supposed labor camps that are supposed, in their opinion, at least succeed and give everyone food, while in real life, the food goes into the capital. Everyone in the government gets food first, and then all the scraps are put in the population, so the few, like millions, might get some food, but most of the others don't get any. And I don't need to discuss communism, because if you heard my opinion podcast, I'm already against communism, so it doesn't really matter at this point. So, in a sense, if Mark Zuckerberg wants to spread a message of trying to unite everyone together with one platform, and this goes for the same as Google and YouTube, if they want to talk about a message of culturally connecting everyone, and they want it to be so much better, then they have to stop censoring everyone. There's some people that deserve censoring, like communists and Nazis. Yeah, they deserve censoring because they feel groups. And people just always assume hate is related to like white supremacists and Nazis. No, communists, they're technically hate. They have anti-Semitism inside, so they technically have an aspect of Nazism that you don't see much, but you know is there. And overall, I just want to say is, if Mark Zuckerberg tries to say that he didn't do anything, we're all gonna know he did something. He clearly did something, and he's just not admitting it. And I don't know, Mark Zuckerberg, I don't really know much about Mark Zuckerberg. I've only just known the basics of him, but overall, I think that Facebook either needs to correct itself, or it just has to do something that's actually going to work instead of just censoring everything. And so, we're going to move on to our next article. These two articles have came both from CNN. In fact, I think three of them have came from CNN. This next article talks about the Dow. The Dow, if you've been reading about, it's been just plummeting. It's just been plummeting very hard, and people are getting worried. People are getting very worried, because we have not seen this kind of... We have not seen anything like this since 2008, and that was like the economic crash. And so, obviously, markets are starting to close because they don't want to lose a lot of money in their products and like that. And I kind of understand, though, not much, but I can have some basic knowledge. And so, I'm kind of confused why it's going down. I get that the Dow is uncontrollable, it's going to either go up and down. But I don't know why it's been just going deep, deep down all of a sudden. Like, it's just been plummeting. And so, overall, if it stops going down, it won't be much of anything. It will hurt some businesses, but I don't think it's going to. But if it continues to stay that low, the American people are going to have to be worried, because it's going to hurt a lot of what, obviously, Trump's done. Because before, Trump was breaking records with the stocks and the Dow. And so people were very excited because they were seeing all of this great progress from Trump. And all of a sudden now, it's starting to just get chaotic. I don't know what's the cause of it, because I haven't looked into it that much. But I just want to tell you is that if you own anything or you're investing, you might want to probably pull out, or at least pull out some of it. Make sure that you don't lose a lot of money in the process. And I would just like to conclude that it's been obviously a chaotic week. It's going to stay probably chaotic until next year. And so, I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with the Dow. It could go back up tomorrow, or it could keep going down. Either way, we don't know what's going to happen. All we know is that it's plummeting, and this is a very bad thing for businesses, investors, and anyone else who uses the Dow for marketing and like that. And, yeah, I think that's really it. because I don't really know much about how the DAO works, as I said. And so we're going to move on to the next article, which is going to talk about, it's called How the Alt-Right Hates George Soros. If even though I know about George Soros, I think he's a billionaire, probably a billionaire. He's a Hungarian-American. He's been funding Democratic programs for some time. And there's supposedly, or at least by the left standards, conspiracy theories that he's trying to puppet politics and gain power. And this, in my opinion, is not a conspiracy theory. People call it a conspiracy theory, but if you look at what George Soros does, he really is trying to gain more power, and he's using Democrats as a puppet to get his power. And I could talk about George Soros for probably at least 5 minutes, but I don't need to talk about him that long, but I will probably some amount of time. And so George Soros, I've also heard that he might have actually been the cause of the 2008 crash, which was the same thing related to the DAO, and that he's also been in, because we know that he's been involved with many shady things in his life, and I've also had more evidence found that he's also been kind of funding, funded the migrant caravan that was coming to the United States. So, because, look at the caravan, just look at the caravan. It had over 12,000 people. Do you think that a caravan that was not receiving funding would have been that well organized? No, that's impossible on many standards. And so, funding, it has to be a real thing. There's no way all of these migrants who came from about at least two countries at least just somehow organized that well. There had to at least been some kind of funding. I heard that there was some Democrats involved with some funding, and it was actually reported from multiple news networks that the Democrats were, or at least not the Democrats, but some of the Democrats were funding the migrant caravan so it could get to America a lot easier and much safer. But if you look at the caravan, it's not having a well time, and the reason is because Mexico has a new president, and the new Mexican president is actually enforcing illegal immigration laws. He's not like the other president where he didn't just care. The other president said, whatever, as long as I'm safe, I'm okay with that. But this new president is saying, we're done. We want to actually have good relations with America, and we're going to put our foot down on you. You're not going to stay in our city. You're not going to use our food. You're not going to use our water. You're going to use your own. You're going to buy your own, and you're not going to stay here. And people, they probably called it anti-immigration or xenophobia or something like that. But it's not. It's the Mexican people saying that they are tired of all the crime. And there's been crime that has been coming with the caravan. And I suspect it is at least the cartel following them. Because in my opinion, and I think I said this before, is that the cartels are watching this migrant caravan. Or at least they were watching to see if Trump doesn't stop them, they know that they have a new way to get into America. They have a new way to put in their drugs, their weapons, their gang members. All of that, they would have a new, better way. Because then they would say, oh, we just have to form a large caravan and they won't stop it. They won't stop it because the American people are going to say that it's racist and that it's xenophobic. And that's why I was heavily against it, because I wasn't just thinking of it right now. I was thinking of what could happen in the future. And I also want to debunk another myth that was made by Democrats, is that the caravan was mostly women and children. No, it was not actually mostly women and children. I think at least 90% of that caravan was men. And at least 40% of that caravan, they were criminals. Not just criminals, but violent criminals, as in like murder, assault, bank robberies, whatever. And so Democrats want they also had the other myth that the caravan didn't exist, it was just something all the way over there. And all of a sudden, when it just knocked on the wall, but when they knocked on that wall, it virtually said to the Democrats, you're wrong, and we're here. We're here, and you're gonna either let us in, or we're gonna just say that this is terrorism. And I heard this from Liana or something like that, another celebrity, probably a Democrat or socialist celebrity. And she said it was terrorism that we used tear gas. Yes. You know what? We could have made it terrorism by shooting them down. That would be real terrorism. That's not terrorism. That's protecting the people who are trying to keep order at the border instead of people who are throwing rocks, pushing their way through. Because if this caravan wanted to get through this country, they would be walking up very slow. They would be walking up slowly to the border. To the border security, they wouldn't be trying to throw rocks and charge in. That just shows a sign to the ICE and other border security members that they are not peaceful. They are not a peaceful group. They are, in fact, an invasion. And you might accuse me of racism by saying it's an invasion. It's an invasion. These people, they're not coming peacefully into our country. They are literally, in a sense, invading. And they don't care. They absolutely don't care. They just say, well, it's not our problem once we become criminals. So, and I'm not saying all criminals. Many immigrants, they aren't criminals. But there are still the some that become criminals. And that's not even including all the possible gang members in that, as I mentioned. And so, I don't want to discuss this. I should get back to George Soros. I've kind of moved more into the migrant caravan. And so, in a sense, George Soros helped this caravan get there. He was illegally helping a group of people who were told from the Honduran government that if you are going to try getting to America, you're not going to make it. They're going to deny you and you're going to have to go all the way back. But they thought, they won't deny us because they're America. They can't do anything. But now that we're now cracking down on George Soros instead of just leaving him, it's going to finally put an end to what he's been doing. And I think that George Soros deserves some prison time. I think that he deserves it because of all the things he's been doing. And this is my opinion. This is just my opinion, but I feel like he shouldn't even be funding any Democrats in this country because he is an immigrant. I think he's in fact an immigrant. So he's, in my opinion, he can vote, but he shouldn't be funding all these parties. Because, as I think I said, if you're funding these parties, that means they can get more like rallies and like that, and that's going to influence elections. Which means he's virtually putting the Democrats on a more chance of winning elections than the Republican candidate. And I don't want to go into this because there's not much else, because I might get again off topic, but George Soros has to be stopped, and he cannot keep funding all of these parties and keep funding these countries that are purposely trying to help, like, illegal immigrants get across. These countries are helping because they are instead letting them through, and they're giving them food and water, and then, and even they might even give them some kind of, like, a little bit of tip of, if you go at night, there's a certain fence like that. Like, they will do that. And so, you might say I'm a raving Republican. I'm trying to be as calm on this. But overall, George Soros has to be arrested and at least go to 5 years of prison for supporting, I'm not saying for supporting a party, but for funding a illegal caravan and influencing elections. And this might also bring another point. Look, like, people are trying to say how Russia influenced elections. George Soros would have influenced the election, but he didn't, obviously, because the American people actually voted. And so I just want to end it there, because I don't want to get into anything else right now, because I'm getting kind of tired, because I've been just doing a lot of stuff. And so, thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope that you have a great Sunday, and a great week ahead with Christmas. I will try to make another Sunday podcast. I might make a Monday one. It depends on what happens. But overall, I know that overall I'm not going to make one on Christmas. And goodbye.